Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease is a peripheral neuropathy. That means it affects the peripheral nerves that run from the spinal cord to the arms and legs primarily. As these nerves become damaged, as the disease progresses, then obviously the muscles that they activate also then weaken and atrophy. That leads to a variety of symptoms, including very high arched feet, curled toes, weak ankles and shins, so people can trip or twist their ankles all the time. The sensory nerves are also become affected, so people will lose sensation, but conversely will also suffer from a lot of pain. Because the lower leg muscles become weakened, then the upper leg muscles try to take over, and that causes fatigue because they're doing jobs that they weren't designed to do. And generally speaking, it as it progresses, you get the weakness gets worse. People might struggle to walk, to balance. Balance is often a huge issue. So they'll need, walking aids and potentially surgery. And the hands also become affected, so that undoing buttons, undoing bottle tops, all that kind of thing becomes very difficult as well. CMT is the most common inherited neurological condition in the world, but inherited neurological conditions are still rare. There's about one in 2,500 in the UK, which equates to about 25,000 people, or 2.8 million worldwide, with no preference of gender or ethnic grouping or anything. So it's across the board, really. But an awful lot of people may not be diagnosed because they're extremely mildly affected. They may just think they're clumsy, or they may have been diagnosed with other conditions as well. Symptoms, very high arched feet, or conversely, occasionally very flat feet, actually. Curled toes or hammer toes, where the toes become very, very almost pull upwards and backwards so that they rub on the tops of the shoes. Weak ankles, so that the foot goes over onto the side of the foot or drops down, so that as you walk, you trip or twist ankles or sprain ankles. The shins become very thin. There's pain, usually. There's quite often lack of sensation. Then as it progresses, the hands also become involved. So the hands become weakened, potentially they're sort of slightly clawed. It becomes difficult to bring the thumb round into the position, to meet the forefinger, so that for gripping. Strength in hands can be a real issue, undoing bottle tops, dexterity like holding a needle or undoing a button. As the condition continues to progress, some people may have issues with the diaphragm, with breathing, although those tend to be relatively mild and can be managed as well. Sleep apnea is also quite commonly goes along with CMT. Much further on in the condition progression, some people may have problems with vocal cord paralysis. As you can hear, I clearly don't. What else? And that's basically it. But obviously, as those things intensify, issues intensify, then walking becomes a real challenge. But many people end up using some kind of splint to support their ankle, or they have orthopaedic surgery. Physiotherapy can help, exercise can help, but those symptoms just get worse as the disease progresses. The initial advice, obviously, if you have any of these symptoms, the first port of call is must be your GP to check it out. But if they are unsure of the symptoms, whatever, then please do check out our website. Charcot-Marie-Tooth UK's website is very comprehensive, also has information for professionals as well, which is at www.cmt.org.uk, and we're also on Facebook too, and check it out. Give us a call, perhaps we can talk through some of the symptoms maybe, and see whether there is any possibility that it might be CMT. Usually there is a family history, so if you're just one person on your own suddenly manifesting some of these conditions, it may not be CMT, it might be something else. But if there's a lot of people in the family or with similar kinds of things, then it's very likely. quality of life is a real issue. You know, if you're trying to live your normal life, go to work, raise a family, do all that kind of thing, CMT will impact on pretty much every aspect of that. First of all, you might have the issue that your children have actually inherited from you, which brings its whole range of issues in itself. But then, you know, people have trouble climbing stairs. So there you are, off to work, getting on the tube, presented with a flight of stairs, packed with people who won't move away from the handrail to let you hang on to climb the stairs. So there's that. By the time you probably got into your office, you're already exhausted and you haven't even done anything yet. So that can be a massive problem, and it gets you down. Also having perhaps chronic pain going along with that as well. Pain can be tiring in itself. You know, you get home from work, you've got to cook a meal. You might have fallen during the day, so you're aching and you're feeling somewhat battered and bruised. Very, very common. And you just want to go to bed and go to sleep. But you know that you'll wake up in the morning feeling just as exhausted. Treatment-wise, there are only management things to do. So because there are no tablets or anything, so it might be that a splint on the some kind of splinting on the ankles will support the lower legs and the feet better to prevent some of those falls, make balance a little bit better. Probably still won't help you climb the stairs without holding onto the handrail, but they might help. If they don't help, then surgery can actually help realign the ankles and the feet, take away maybe hopefully some of the pain, stabilize the foot and give a better base to walk on. The other things, you know, this chronic fatigue is just very, very difficult to cope with. And I think it's something that, because people can't see it, are really unsympathetic about quite often. So that can be very hard to cope with. And of course, then there's doctor's appointments and the issues of going to see one neurologist and going back the following year and seeing somebody completely different. You could start the story all over again. Without getting too political, the government's benefits regime at the moment is really hitting people very, very hard, removing cars and stuff like that as they lose access to motability. Because, like myself, people are very dependent on their vehicles quite often. So it's very hard, actually, to cope with on a day-to-day basis if you don't have the right support system in place. Well, PIP, Personal Independence Payments, has a different range of criteria than Disability Living Allowance did. So the government decided in their wisdom that to get the highest rate of PIP, you can have to be able to walk 20 metres or less, which is a ridiculously short distance, actually. I mean, I've probably already breached that. No, I won't say that on there. cut that bit. So people are finding that it's increasingly difficult to get the benefits that they need to get the car, to get the benefit they need so that they can get a motability car. Because the criterion are ridiculous. I mean, there is one question on the form about walking, and it's only about the sheer distance. Not being able to climb stairs, for instance, they aren't interested in. It doesn't come into. They don't ask the question. Therefore, they're not interested. So a lot of people have lost their benefits because assessment centres might, one individual had to walk through a hospital to get to where the assessment centre was from the car park. It was way further than the longest distance that they mentioned. So therefore she'd blown it by the time she even got to the office, but they don't take into consideration the length of time it took her to get there and the pain and fatigue that it caused getting there. So it's a real problem, and it's not just for people with CMT. It's a lot of physical disabilities are losing out. MS, people are losing MS, you know, with MS are losing their cars left, right and centre, Parkinson's disease, arthritis, all the rest of them. And it's a real big issue. I said to an assessor that I had that, you know, talking about chronic fatigue, and the assessor put on the form, the client did not look tired. Well, tiredness and chronic fatigue are two entirely different things that they're not listening, they're not understanding. And it's very, very difficult to try and put over the case. They deemed that my balance was fine from seeing me stand for about 5 seconds, you know, and that was it. But what can we do about it, really? It's very difficult. A lot of people regain their benefit on appeal, but it's a very long and very tedious and stressful process. Shark and Marie Tooth UK's website is very comprehensive, also has information for professionals as well, which is at www.cmt.org.uk. And we're also on Facebook too. And check it out. Give us a call. Perhaps we can talk through some of the symptoms maybe and see whether there is any possibility that it might be CMT.